month's podcast features an information session provided to the parents of Durfee High School in Fall River, Massachusetts. The session featured details about the success of the early college and dual enrollment program, supported by JFY Learning Specialists, and was hosted by Guidance Director Andrew Woodward and Guidance Counselor Carrie Bulk, and features Durfee students Andro and Isaiah, Durfee faculty members Catherine Drummy and Jean Mazzilli, along with BSU Adjunct Professor and JFY Learning Specialist Greg Cunningham. In this episode, we'll hear how students appreciate the importance of the program.
It saves me a lot of future hassle, I believe. I mean, obviously, I'm not in the future yet, but taking these early college courses is A, going to save me a lot of money that I would otherwise have to pay in classes later on in college, but also B, saving me the time that I would have to take taking those classes in the future. So,
how having extra support from Durfee faculty really helps students to find success.
And having that extra time, I think, has been really useful for the students, especially this semester where they're preparing presentations. So they've had the opportunity to practice those with their classmates, reach out to myself or Mr. Cunningham for that extra support.
And that students enrolled in college courses while in high school have a much better chance at finishing their college degree.
And finally, early college programs across the country are showing incredible success in helping more students graduate from college. So if you look at some national data from 2019, you see that students in early college programs are graduating college at a rate of about 64% compared to students not enrolled in early college, which is around 23%.
This podcast was created by JFY Networks, a Boston-based nonprofit provider of online learning programs to schools, students, and parents. JFY's individualized self-paced curricula help raise individual and school performance measures by maintaining grade-level skills and combating learning loss. JFY provides online ELA and math curricula aligned to state and college standards from grade 5 through high school, with personal support online and via telephone from friendly learning specialists like yours truly. JFY also supports early college and dual enrollment high school programs, providing concurrent online supplemental instruction and resources to help ensure student success. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham. The early college and dual enrollment program at Durfee High School enrolls approximately 100 students in college courses and has had wide success since it began 3 years ago. During this information session for parents, Andrew Woodward welcomed the attendees and introduced them to the program.
My name is Drew Woodward. I'm the director of school counseling for Fall River. I'm really excited to be here with some of our partners today to talk a little bit about Durfee's early college program. It's in its official first year, although we've been piloting design of our early college programming for about 2 or 3 years now. Also with me today is Carrie Bulk, Durfee's lead counselor, who is going to help me with the presentation. And just so you guys know, we're going to do a short presentation just with some information about the design and the specifics of the early college programming. That should be about 15 minutes to 20 minutes. And then we have a panel of students and also staff, both at Durfee, Bristol Community College, and Bridgewater State University, who will tell you a little bit about their experiences with the early college program. And then we are going to open it up for some questions and answers. So I'm going to share my screen. Bear with me for just a sec. Early College and Fall River really is a strong partnership between Durfee High School, Bridgewater State, Bristol Community College, as well as our nonprofit partners, One Goal and JFY Networks. So we kind of just want to start off with the mission and kind of the core of why we wanted to launch early college at Durfee High School. It's really an outcome-driven pathway, and we're really looking not only to get more students enrolled in college, but also more students persisting in college and graduating from college. So why should you and your family consider early college? Again, early college is a combination of student support and dual enrollment courses that you can take for free while at Durfee High School. So students are taking dual enrollment courses that count as college credit and high school credit, and you save a lot of money. So the average cost of just one college class for a state school in Massachusetts is almost $1,000. So every college class that you take for free in the early college program is going to save you a lot of money. Through our program, because students are taking multiple classes during their junior and senior year, they're saving a lot of time. So once they graduate from high school with a Durfee diploma, oftentimes they're almost a year into earning their college degree. In our early college program, our design is really to help students ease into college coursework. So there's a lot of supports built in. Students have the supports of their teachers and their counselors, but also built into the design of our program, we have partnerships with JFY and One Goal, as well as specific required tutoring hours and things like that to make sure that students are successful in the early college program. And finally, early college programs across the country are showing incredible success in helping more students graduate from college. So if you look at some national data from 2019, you see that students in early college programs are graduating college at a rate of about 64% compared to students not enrolled in early college, which is around 23%. And that's for a bachelor's degree within 6 years. So there's just some general reason why you should consider joining an early college program in Fall River. The rest of the presentation is just gonna be designed in these five kind of core design principles: equitable access, guided academic pathways, robust student support, connection to career, and deep partnerships. And as I'm going through some of these slides, please throw questions in the chat. Ms. Falk is going to be monitoring the chat, answering questions. And again, at the end of the presentation, we're also going to have a Q&A session as well for any questions that have gone unanswered. So one of the core design principles of early college is equitable access. And really for us, it means removing as many barriers as possible for more Durfee students to enroll in college classes. So we're doing an info session tonight, of course, but we're also doing info sessions in Spanish and Portuguese for families who have a first language other than English. And all of our documents are translated into multiple languages. We do have an early college website off the Durfee High School website that we'll share at the end of the presentation. And you can see all the documents there in English, Spanish, and Portuguese. So we want people to know about the early college program, no matter what their background. In addition, we're trying to take away some of these academic cut scores that colleges usually use for dual enrollment courses. Those of you who are familiar with dual enrollment courses might be familiar with a specific GPA or grades that students need in order to qualify to take a dual enrollment course, or a specific cut score on the AccuPlacer or another test to prove that they're ready for college. So in our early college program, we don't have minimum test scores or singular scores. We're really looking at kids holistically, making sure they're ready and confident about skills, and also building in a lot of support during the program itself. So if they're behind a little bit, we can help them catch up. In our early college program, we have multiple onboard points. Here tonight, we have parents and students of ninth graders and of 10th graders could be onboard on both of those years. We also onboard students in the middle of 11th grade too, so that if students aren't ready or interested in early college early on in their high school career, there's different points for them to jump on. Everything in our early college program, and that includes all the supports, all the college classes, all the books, all the transportation costs, everything is 100% free. So families don't have to pay anything at all for students to take college classes and be in our program. And that's to remove the financial hardship that has caused some students and families to consider not taking dual enrollment courses in the past. All of our courses also occur during the normal Durfee school day. We know a lot of our students are involved in sports, athletics, students have work and other responsibilities after school. So we build it in right to the Durfee schedule, usually during periods 5 and 6. So students take Durfee classes during the day, and then in the afternoons they take their college courses. Again, we offer a real robust student support built in, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But that's a key piece why we're confident that even though we don't have a minimum GPA requirement or a specific test score, that our students are going to be successful in our early college and dual enrollment courses. It's because of the support that they're going to get during their college courses. And of course, we do intentional recruitment for early college. We're really looking for multiple ways for students to be identified for early college. We're asking teachers to please identify students who they think might be good fits. We hold information sessions and send emails for families to identify students. And we're also having conversations with students during scheduling meetings so that students can self-identify. Another big goal of the early college program for us is to really increase underserved populations in higher ed. And for us, that means our goal is for our early college programs to really look like our student body. So we want our students enrolled in early college to be just as diverse as our Durfee student body. And you can see on the left is Durfee student demographics, and on the right is what we have so far for applications for our early college program. So really proud of the fact that our early college program is diverse, and we're supporting different groups of students and helping them gain access to college courses. So the second kind of like core design, just for families and students to understand, is that everything in our early college program is kind of themed around career pathways. We have four career pathways in our early college program. We have business, we have health science for those interested in the medical fields. We have social service leadership, which is a pathway for students who are interested in giving back and becoming leaders in their community. And we have education. We picked business and health sciences, which is our pathways with Bristol Community College, because those are majors and career that are really aligned to the job growth in Fall River and in the surrounding communities. So we want to align also to where the jobs are, and those are two great pathways that will help students earn high-paying jobs once they graduate from college. Our pathways with Bridgewater State, social service leadership and education, those are designed for students who want to give back. We want to help students give back to Fall River. So again, social service leadership is for students interested potentially in criminal justice careers, maybe social work, maybe they want to run a nonprofit or go into a city or state government and be change agents in their community. And of course, the education pathway is designed for students who are interested in education. And of course, we would hope that they would come back and teach or become counselors in Fall River Public Schools. So the real design of our early college program is for some pre-work to be done in 10th grade. And then students are taking 1 to 2 college classes per semester in their junior year, 2 college classes in their senior year each semester. Some of those classes, and you'll see on the next slide, are specifically related to the career pathways. Other are classes that have more transferable skills to any college major, things like English 101 that helps students with baseline writing skills, or public speaking, which helps students, you know, give group presentations while they're in college. So it's a mix of those different types of classes. They're all aligned to college majors and are mass transfer eligible, meaning they're automatically transferred to any public, state, college or university in Massachusetts, and are transferable to almost all private schools in the state and in the country. Part of our design is also to collaborate with some specific Durfee classes. So almost everyone in the early college program takes AP Seminar, which is a class to build research, writing, and presentation skills, and allows students some choice in a research project. And they work with a group of classmates to present that in that class. So kind of the sequence of courses in an early college program. Again, sophomore year, students are admitted to the early college program at the end of their freshman year. And there's a college and career readiness elective that helps students get some pre-academic skills, also does some college and career exploration, and gives students orientation into their specific college or program. After their sophomore year, in the summer between sophomore and junior year, they have the opportunity to take a college course over the summer. It's not required, but it's an option for students who want to accelerate. In junior year, we start students off slowly, usually with one course for most students. And then in the spring, most of our students accelerate to 2 courses, although some have the option of just taking one based on their personal and academic circumstances. In the summer between junior and senior year, students have the option of taking one or two college courses. Again, it's not required, but it is an option for students. And then in senior year, students are taking two courses in the fall, two courses in the spring, and most pathways have a capstone option as well. So just the design of early college at Durfee. By senior year, we're really looking for all students to get on the college campus. It's a little bit different this year and probably next fall due to COVID restrictions. But typically we'll have students on Bristol's campus since it's down the street for both junior and senior year. And for Bridgewater, we'll have students taking classes on Durfee's campus their junior year, and then we'll bus students to Bridgewater State for their senior year classes. So here's just a look at some of the college courses that students might take based on the pathway that they choose. Again, you can see that there's a mix of medical or health science related classes and also some more general classes that will count both as Durfee graduation requirements and Durfee credits, as well as college credit as well. Again, we link back to some Durfee courses, including AP Seminar, which I mentioned earlier, and also some other Durfee courses related to the career field. Students take one goal, no matter what pathway they're in, and we'll talk a little bit more about one goal. It's an elective class that's paired with the dual enrollment classes in junior and senior year. So typically college courses will be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and we'll have one goal, which is a support class for students on Tuesday and Thursday. They'll be with the same group of students and same teacher junior year and senior year of their early college program, and they really build a nice community. Again, here's some of the classes, you know, at Bridgewater State in our education and social service leadership. Really a lot of classes to introduce students to different areas in these fields. As you can look at the social service leadership pathway, you can see there's a political science class, there's a social work class, psychology class on social problems, and again, some of those general college classes applicable to any college major, and classes that will serve as Durfee graduation requirements, such as English 101 or the history class, as well as college classes. The third core competency design principle that we really work on is robust student support. So just to overview some of the supports students get while in the early college program. Again, you don't have to be, you know, a straight A student to be in the early college program because we have so much support. We're building skills into each semester as students are taking classes to ensure that they can be successful. So again, with our Bristol program, we have tutors, college-based tutors who are cycling into classes on the non-class days, offering support, reteaching, reviewing essays, and making sure students are on track. We also have one-on-one tutoring sessions with these tutors for students who are struggling. In our Bridgewater State pathways, we partner with JFY Networks who do academic tutoring, but also build in a lot of college readiness skills like self-advocacy, communication with professors, and that type of thing to ensure success. And again, the one-on-one tutoring sessions. Right now, for our 11th graders, we have one goal built in as a support as well. One goal is really a three-year class. So the first 2 years, as I mentioned, they're with a Durfee teacher who's trained in the one goal curriculum, who supports their success in early college classes, as well as gives them some skills in college readiness and helps them get admitted to their college of choice. But in that third year, which is their freshman year in college, that one goal teacher serves as an advisor, doing phone calls and video conferences, supporting them through that first year of college, which can be tricky for many students as they kind of immerse themselves into a new environment. Again, just some more supports. As you can see, this is why we're very confident that that any student can be successful in our early college program. We have our grade 10 support class, which is an elective class, usually term four at the end of their sophomore year. Our school counseling department and school counselors are really working to support students and wrapping around supports as needed. And we do a lot of celebrations in the early college program. We just had our first mid-semester You Can Do It care package celebration, where we gave students t-shirts and masks and snacks and kind of celebrated them doing something amazing during this pandemic. We're also planning an end of semester celebration, which either will be outside or virtual, just to recognize students for all their hard work and success. And our One Goal students from around the state of Massachusetts gather at UMass Boston, usually February in their junior year, to be celebrated for their commitment to higher ed. And then at graduation, students in our early college program and One Goal program will get special cords and stoles to kind of recognize the journey that they've been on. The fourth pillar or kind of design principle that we use in early college is really the building career readiness. You can see there's a lot of workshops and activities. We're also looking, especially as we hopefully move away from the pandemic into a more regular time, to offer students at least 3 college visits for them to attend, job shadows, which are coordinated by Junior Achievement, where we'll get students onto a specific company's campus and have them kind of shadow and meet with students in a specific field based on their early college pathway. The fifth kind of cornerstone of our early college program is partnerships. We have regular collaboration meetings, and we're really working closely with our partners. You'll hear some of that a little bit in the panel, to make improvements each semester to our early college program to make sure it grows bigger and better each semester. So just some general data from early college so far. This year, 90%, and we have 85 students in our early college program. This year, 90% are on track to earn at least 6 college credits. Some are taking 9 or 12 credits this year, and many more will be taking summer classes. We're looking to increase the credits that students can earn over 100%, 113% between this year and next year as we grow our program. We're really looking to have about 250 students enrolled in our early college programming next year. And because of that, you can see the amount of money that students overall in the Durfee families are saving this year is projected about $116,235 by Durfee families enrolled in early college. And next year, if we hit our enrollment targets, which I hope we do, we'll be saving Fall River families almost $350,000. So if this sounds good, if you're interested, please just make sure that you fill out the application/interest form, and one of your students' counselors will be in contact with you. This link will be, Carrie's going to throw that in the chat, so you can click on it now. But we'll also email out this presentation so everyone has the link. And this link is also on the Durfee website on the early college section. Again, so for more info, that's the address for the early college website. We have a recruitment video up there. All the documents are up there as well. You can peruse at your, at your leisure there, and certainly feel free to email or ask questions as you look through the site. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Bulk. We've concluded kind of the general brief overview of early college, and now we're going to get to the more important part, which is our panel kind of discussion and Q&A with some of the students and staff enrolled in early college. So I'll turn it over to Ms. Bulk.
Sure. So we'll jump into the panel, but there are a few questions that are within the chat that I want to make sure that we do address, and we'll answer those questions once we go through the panel. So keep adding your questions in and we'll definitely address those. Sorry, I couldn't type quick enough, but we'll definitely get to those. Again, I'm Carrie Volka. I'm one of the counselors at Durfee High School. I'm really excited to, introduce or have our panelists introduce themselves. We have some of our early college superstars here with us today. So at this time, I'd like for our early college panel, if you could introduce yourself, please, just so our guests can put a face with a name. We want to start with our students.
Sure, I'll start. Awesome. Y'all. My name is Isaiah Raines, and I'm one of the students.
And Isaiah, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior now, about to graduate.
Okay. Woohoo! And Andro?
And I'm Andro. I'm one of the students. I'm a junior.
Great. And some of our other panelists, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I'll start. I'm Catherine Drummy. I am a teacher at Durfee. I've been working in the dual enrollment program here for the past year. This is the second course that I'm doing with Mr. Cunningham, and it's been an awesome experience. I work both with Isaiah and Andro, and have had the pleasure of seeing them grow this year.
And my name is Greg Cunningham. I'm an adjunct professor at Bridgewater State University, and I also work with JFY Networks, which is a nonprofit educational provider of support services to schools. And JFY Networks supports the early college and dual enrollment programs at high schools.
I'm Jean Mazzilli. I am a teacher at Durfee. I am one of the program directors for One Goal. So I work with the early college students from mostly BCC.
Great. Thank you all for the introductions. So I just have a few questions, but again, to our panelists, feel free to add any additional information. But I did want to start with our students and having you kind of share a little bit about your experience. So with Andro and Isaiah, if you could tell our guests, what do you like the most about the early college program?
My main thing that I really like about it is it saves me a lot of future hassle, I believe. I mean, obviously, I'm not in the future yet, but taking these early college courses is A, going to save me a lot of money that I would otherwise have to pay in classes later on in college, but also B, saving me the time that I would have to take taking those classes in the future. So getting them over with now is it's a great opportunity. And on top of that, most of the classes I feel are actually easier than Durfee classes. So, and they're usually a lot more fun than Durfee classes, and they're more engaging. So you get that dual-sided benefit. So.
Thank you, Isaiah. Andre, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Well, I really love, I would say, like, behind the scenes of college. Because when I first went in as a freshman, I was like, oh my God, now I got to think about college and I have to go. I was just so nervous. I'm like, four more years and I'm going to be in college. I didn't know how the classes would be. And once I heard about, like, this dual enrollment, I signed up right away and then started my sophomore year. And now I'm very comfortable with, like, college classes. I'm excited to go to college. Low-key, I'm excited.
That's great. And then another question for you. What supports have you found to be the most helpful in the early college program? Is there anything that you felt has really helped you as you've been in these classes this year? Or for Isaiah, for you last year as well?
Yeah, so I've actually been taking these early college programs since freshman year. But the most helpful every single time is usually the teachers. If you go up and ask either the professor or the teacher who's teaching the class to help you out, they're going to be very helpful and they're going to help you out and they're going to do a great job doing it.
Andre, did you have anything you wanted to add? It's okay if you don't.
No, I agree with Isaiah. The teachers, use them to their advantage. They love helping students.
Okay. And what classes have you guys taken so far since you've been in the program? Can you give us an example of some of the classes that you've taken either this year or last year, Isaiah? And Andro, you this year?
I've taken astronomy freshman year at BCC. I've taken two history courses at BCC. I've taken this public speaking one that I'm in currently. I've taken a writing course, English 101, earlier this year. I've taken a mythology course last year, and I've taken a philosophy course last year as well.
I have taken two classes at BCC. I've taken the Western World History and Anthropology. Anthropology is one of my favorites. And at Bridgewater, I've taken World History of the 1500s and Intro to Speaking with Mr. Cunningham, one of my favorites.
Great. And one last question for you. So we have potential 9th and 10th grade families with us tonight. Why should students join the early college program? What would be your takeaway for families this evening?
I would say that, and again, I'm not sure because I'm not a college counselor, but I feel like taking these classes looks very good on your transcript. A lot of the colleges, like the colleges that I got into, have repeatedly cited the fact that I've reached high academic achievement, and I attribute a lot of that to taking these early college programs. So when they know that you're a little bit college experienced and that you kind of know what you're doing a little bit, it feels a lot better accepting you.
I would say make them take it. It saves money. That's my number one thing. I'm like, it's going to save me a lot of money when I go to college. Also with, it also gives you, it makes me feel more, I would say, mature. Because my first year at BCC, I was sitting in an actual like room with like other college students. They're all older than me. I was the youngest in there. And it was intimidating at first, but I grown to love it. And that's pretty much it. It just makes you feel better about yourself.
That's great. Thank you guys so much. That's great feedback. And Isaiah, you deserve some bragging rights if you want to share with, I know you're headed to college in the fall. Do you want to? You should be very proud.
I will, but I don't want to brag about it. Yeah, I was accepted to both Mass Art and RISD. Mass Art gave me a full ride and RISD gave me very good financial aid. And I'm going to RISD.
Congratulations. We're proud of both of you, Andro and Isaiah. Thank you so much for sharing the student side of things. So I'd like to introduce Jean Mazzilli, who's one of our Durfee teachers and is also one of our One Goal teachers. So Ms. Mazzilli, can you tell us a little bit more about One Goal and how does One Goal support our early college students?
Sure. So One Goal is a three-year program that works to ensure that students can successfully enroll in and complete whatever post-secondary option they've chosen for themselves, whether it be a four-year, two-year, or some sort of progressive pathway. We believe that all students should have a real chance to earn their college degree, not just those that are at the very top of their class or with access to the most resources. So from the very beginning, students are part of a cohort and become part of the One Goal family. We meet daily during their junior and senior years to work together to build skills, develop key mindsets, and explore their educational options and ultimately enroll in the path of their choice. The One Goal team support continues through their first year of the post-secondary pathway. Again, if it's college, great. If it's not college, that's fine too. And the students have the support of their, we call it a program director, that for my students, it would be me. We have a few other people, teachers at Durfee. In the new early college One Goal hybrid model of the One Goal program at Durfee that was rolled out this year, we've started many high school juniors on their way to a college degree in the midst of a pandemic. Despite the challenges we've experienced during the pandemic, our team has built supports for the students through the One Goal program, including tutoring sessions, individual check-ins, peer mentoring, and so much more. One Goal is an important support for the early college students because the transition from college to high school is huge. Our teachers are qualified and willing and ready to help bridge the gap and support the students where we need it. We equip the students with the resources, mindsets, and skills to persevere through obstacles inherent in post-secondary pathways. We also provide guidance and advocacy to students and help them navigate new and unfamiliar circumstances.
Thank you so much. We'll talk a little bit about the Bridgewater State program now, and I'd like to introduce Ms. Drummy and Mr. Cunningham. And Mr. Cunningham is going to wear kind of two different hats, being part of JFY Network and also a BSU instructor. So if you could both talk a little bit about, you know, can you talk about the co-teaching model that is a little bit different through the BSU program and, you know, explain that a little bit to our families that are here?
Sure. So I'll start with how it looks kind of on the Durfee side. So Mr. Cunningham and I work together with our group of students. This semester we are tackling public speaking with a whole crew of kids, and it's been amazing. So the students come to me for every single period that meets in their schedule. So for this semester, it's period three. Every time that period three meets on their schedule, they're with me in the classroom. Obviously, due to COVID, we're not moving anywhere. But 3 days a week, they are receiving Bridgewater curriculum, if you will. And then the other 2 days, when they're with me, we've built in supports to tackle their homework, their projects, and to review any concepts that might have been missed during class. And having that extra time, I think, has been really useful for the students, especially this semester, where they're preparing presentations. So they've had the opportunity to practice those with their classmates, reach out to myself or Mr. Cunningham for that extra support, which has definitely been very successful.
And I would just add that having a co-teacher that is a Durfee high school teacher to work with has really been beneficial for both myself and for the students. The teachers at Durfee are absolutely fantastic, and the ones who were involved in the BSU program particularly work really, really well with the students and also with me in terms of making sure that the content of the college course is accessible to a high school student. Sometimes as a college professor, the language that we use, the vocabulary we use, even following the syllabus is not something that high school students are necessarily used to in a high school environment or a high school classroom. So having a teacher there from Durfee really helps as a beneficial liaison and also to provide context to some of the content that we provide. It really is an absolutely fantastic and incredibly successful working model.
I like the big smiles that I see on Andro and Isaiah as they're talking about the class too. So it sounds like you guys are having fun at the same time. Mr. Cunningham, can you also talk a little bit about JFY networks and kind of what support are provided to students through for the program?
Sure. So JFY Networks is a nonprofit educational service provider. And one of the things that we do is to support college courses that take place in high schools. One of our learning specialists, Eileen Wiedegardner, is assigned to the courses, the BSU courses at Durfee High School. And she works with the students to make sure that they have all of the tools that they need in order to find success in the BSU classes. She's able to send them reminders when there are assignments and major projects that are due. She's able to make sure that they understand all of the elements on the syllabus in order to know when things are due. She's able to check in with faculty members to make sure that students are finding success. And she even, I know, has proofread some essays for some students in order to make sure what they're submitting is appropriate for the assignment. So Ms. Wiedegardner is certainly a hands-on, although I suppose during COVID, it's really more like a Google Meets screen on involved person. But it really, really, I think, helps the students to find success and to make sure that they have every tool and every asset necessary and available to them in order to find success in these BSU courses.
Great, thank you. At this point, I think we're going to open it up for any additional questions that any of the students, parents, or guardians might have for ourselves, any of the panelists. You can either throw anything in the chat, or if you want to raise your hand or take yourself off mute, you're welcome to ask questions at this time. All right, perfect. So we are, as Ms. Bulk, somebody asked also earlier in the chat, and I forgot to answer, is there a limit per grade level of early college students? At this point, we're capped around 100 students per grade level. So we think based on the students who have expressed interest so far, we'll be able to admit all of those students. But right now we're at 100, and that's really our goal, between 80 and 100 per grade level, so that we can size up early college and get as many students as possible enrolled in college classes while in high school. All right, everyone, we'll be emailing out more information. Thank you so much to our panelists, to Andrew and Isaiah, to Ms. Mazzilli, Ms. Drummy, Mr. Cunningham. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. To all the parents who gave up, you know, the dinner hour to hear about the early college program, and all the students as well, thank you for donating your time to learn a little bit more about the program. We'll have additional info sessions. We'll probably have one more in June. So if you have any friends or people who couldn't make it tonight, we'll be sending out info on that a little bit later. And probably in a couple weeks. We're also going to post the presentation online, as well as email it out to everyone who was here tonight. Have a good night, everyone.
We would like to thank Durfee High School for providing this information session about their early college and dual enrollment program, which could serve as a model for other high schools interested in allowing their students to participate in college courses before graduating from high school. For more information about these programs, or if you have any questions or comments, please navigate to our website, jfynet.org, which also features a wealth of commentary, dialogue, and free scholastic resources, including this monthly podcast, to support all educational communities. Thank you for joining us. For JFY Networks, I'm Greg Cunningham.